Our understanding is that it started as a result of some intrusion into our church service by wayward youth, or we usually call them disadvantaged youth. Many Liberians know them as Zogos. They went into the midst of their church goers and threatened to make away with valuable items. And so in the fear, people began running, and you had so many kids and women among the crowd. So in that stampede, people were trampled on, and that led to the death of about 29 persons. In fact, confirmed 29 persons died.
Do people in Liberia feel safe?
Well, let me say, Peter, we call for investigation. And to your question, absolutely, people do not feel safe in this country any longer, especially in Monrovia, the capital city, and its surrounding. Our streets are now paraded by criminals, broad day. After 7 p.m., you do not walk in the streets alone. You'll be attacked by these criminals. They made away with cell phones and anything you have. And if you resist, they have knives, they have weapons, or all sorts of. The government is not doing anything at the moment to address the growing security problems within our country. And this is causing serious fear. So you come to Liberia, you are in Monrovia, you are in the surroundings of Monrovia. When it's after 7, it looks like people are in self-imposed curfew. You have to be at your house for fear of not being attacked in the street by criminals. But this is even extending to the homes of private and peaceful citizens. So we have consistently questioned the measures government is taking to remedy the security situation, to fight crimes in the streets.
But Mohammed, some people are saying your party that ruled the country for 2 consecutive terms contributed significantly to the prevailing security situation in the country because you didn't do anything to improve security. So why blame the current administration?
So Peter, to say that we didn't do anything is a false and malicious statement. The Unity Party for 12 years restored the security system of this country. We began rebuilding our security sector. We began to train our security in such a way that the ordinary people will see the security as their friends and their compatriots, people they can usually run to. And I will not deny that the criminals were not in the street, but at all, it was not at this level. And one thing that is increasing this is the level of poverty that is engraving in our country. You go everywhere, people are begging, and when they cannot get their way through, they resort to criminal actions. And so if we cannot turn to these criminals, we cannot turn to these disadvantaged youth to create rehabilitation programs for them, it's going to continue to increase. 4 or 5 years on, they cannot tell us the security they have provided for the country. They cannot tell us to what degree or extent or by what rate they have reduced property. They cannot tell us by any statistical means what amount of jobs or number of jobs they have created. So this is nothing that is the creation of the Unity Party. It is the creation of this government.